And good morning. Today is Thursday, May 21st, and we have the pleasure of speaking with the local coordinators of MS Walk. They are Patricia Atkinson and Colleen Dahlquist. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great, Emily. Good to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for having us this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, this is your first morning interview. Yeah. I'm always very excited to have people in the studio for the first time. So tell us a little bit about this walk. It's taking place on May 30th. The walk starts at 9:30, but people can start registering at 9. How will it all work? This is the first time it's come to Sitka.
Well, we're kind of curious how it's all going to work too, but we're just out there to do it. And people can either register online by going to website walkms.org, search for Ketchikan. Unfortunately, because we got started a little late with the organization of this walk, we have to use the Ketchikan page for registration, but we'll fix that for next year. But anyway, if you do that, then you can register online. You can make a donation at that time or not, but we do need people to register. And if people don't want to register online or can't, they can just register on site. We'll have registration starting at 9 o'clock at the Sitka Industrial Park. That's where we're starting.
Okay, great. And do you have to be on a team? Can you sign up as an individual? And is there any cost associated with being a part of the walk?
Well, you can sign up either as an individual or you can form a team and then people can join your team. I have a team. It's called the Sitka Seaweed, and that's nice. Named after my husband's boat. And I have some family members coming and some friends here in Sitka who are joining me. And so I just think it's going to be really fun. We just want it to be a really fun event. We're trying to think of some costumes that would reflect the seaweed theme. And so, you know, but you could just come and walk. It doesn't matter. It's just for fun.
Okay. So. And what's your team, Colleen?
My team is called the Sitka Sidekicks. And I have lots of coworkers that plan to join me. I know of people that are going to show up with tutus. The color associated with MS is orange. So you'll probably see a lot of people walking with orange on during that event.
On Sawmill Creek Road.
Out there by the Whale Park.
And we have a little bit of bling that the National MS office has sent us, you know, orange beads and orange pom-poms and things like that. So we'll be sharing those with people who show up.
Okay. And a 1.5 mile walk. And I hear transport will be available to and from, or how there's buses that people can take?
We have transportation from Whale Park for anybody who maybe can't make it back to their vehicle parked at the Industrial Cove Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, great. And congratulations on rolling out this event for the first time in Sitka. MS Walk, it should be known, if you haven't heard of it before, it is a huge event. Huge. It's been going on since 1988, and hundreds of thousands of Americans participate in these walks. They happen all over the country, all to raise awareness and connect people who are dealing with MS in some respect. There are several walks happening in our state over these next few months. Ketchikan, Fairbanks, Soldotna, Anchorage, Glen Allen, Wasilla, they're all having their walks. But the thing I wanted to ask you guys is, what compelled you to bring it to Sitka? What is your reason for bringing it here?
Well, I have my own reason, and I'm going to put a shout out to my daughter, Brittany. While she was at school at Boise State, she participated in the Boise MS Walk every year in honor of myself, because I was diagnosed, I think, maybe 9 years ago. So she inspired me to kind of bring it home. I have people in my life that have been affected by this personally, and it's just a way to come together. Yeah. So.
And for me, I have friends and family members who are affected by MS. So I just wanted to do something. I have my brother-in-law in Fairbanks is very active in the MS community and in just organizing events like this. And so I have been participating as a virtual member of his team in Fairbanks for the last couple of years. And I just thought, well, why not do it here? It would be fun to actually have a walk. So Colleen and I actually ran into each other at the Juneau Airport months ago and started talking, and we just decided to just do it. And this, so this is the first time in Sitka. We're actually the, I think, the last Alaskan walk to get going, and the rest of them have already taken place. But we're just really excited about it, and we don't have big expectations, but we intend to have a lot of fun.
And it sounds like it'll be very meaningful for those who do participate for their reasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, Colleen, what that experience was like for you 9 years ago. If you can tell us, give us a little bit of insight into that.
Oh, sure. I think anybody who receives a diagnosis of any kind that turns out to be a chronic illness or a serious, you hear the words incurable, and it just knocks your breath out. And that happened to me, and I had to recover for a couple of days from that and decide, well, how am I gonna deal with this? So I decided to just stay active and be positive, surround myself with positive energy.
Didn't want to just stay home and kind of...
No, I had two little kids, you know, so I have to keep going. So it's just about positive energy in my life. So I surround myself with that, and I don't engage in negative behavior that can bring me down. Mm-hmm. So,
and you are a healthcare provider.
I am. I'm a nurse. Yeah, I worked at Search for 13 years, and now work at the Mountside Family Healthcare Clinic, and enjoy everybody I work with very much. Throughout my career, I've enjoyed my experiences, but having that news resets your compass for sure. And I will say that the Anchorage MS chapter, the Alaska chapter, has a lending library that was hugely helpful to me and my family. I think when I was diagnosed, I was able to contact them, and they sent materials and videos for the family to watch, and I found it to be very helpful. And,
yeah. Can you explain a little bit about, from as a healthcare provider who perhaps has explained this to people before, what MS is? And then also how you had to reconcile both your understanding of it as a nurse at the time with a person who was discovering that this chronic illness was hers.
Yeah, I had ideas already as a care provider, people I had met with the illness, that I was always afraid of this disease. You know, I thought, oh my gosh, that's going to be how I perceive things. And I have proven myself wrong in that, and it's
pretty
exciting.
What was your first perception of
it? My first perception was wheelchair bound, or bedridden, or, you know, just really debilitated. And at that time, you know, 20 years ago, there weren't very many medications. There weren't that many treatment alternatives. However, gosh, now this is the best time to be given this news, because there are so many different treatment options. So I hope this walk will show people that you can lead an active lifestyle, and this is not going to be something that has to own you. As a person with the illness, I don't worry about it so much anymore. I take my medicine, you know, just like anybody else. You know, anybody with diabetes or you know, cancer. You know, we all have something. You know, I get to know what mine is. So, I don't know if I've answered your question. I feel like I'm kind of rambling.
No, that's a great answer. I think you know, it's an illness that is both very. You have to wrap your mind around it as the person, and also as the person who's providing care. And I was wondering, Patricia, if you could talk a little bit about what that's like being on the outside and watching someone go through this. What was that like for you, and what advice would you give to people who are perhaps in that situation right now with MS, or watching people combat MS?
Well, that's a big question. And, you know, I had a really great experience a couple years ago. I actually went on, and I've done this a couple of times, it's gone on some really big traveling journeys with my brother-in-law and my sister. And so that gives you a very kind of an intimate, up-close look at how somebody is dealing with having that illness. And so, you know, I think that the biggest thing is that it's they're still the person, you know, they're not a disease. And so you make some accommodations, you know, we're pushing his wheelchair through the sand and, you know, things like that that we had to deal with in order for him to be able to participate in some of these things. But that was super minor, really, compared to just the joy of being able to be together and and do something together. So I think that's what, as a family, we've always just tried to do is just focus on the person and who they are and have a relationship with that person in whatever way we can.
Okay. I think that's excellent advice. You know, I'm not to say that maybe I couldn't be in that position someday, but I don't kind of go there, you know. But for people that aren't really familiar with what MS is, in a nutshell, it's basically the protective coating around your electrical wiring kind of erodes away in spaces, and you short circuit. So there can be some sensory issues, some weakness, fatigue, numbness, tingling. It's unique for everybody. Everybody is going to have their individual story of how did they discover this and what prompted them to even go to the doctor. Everybody's going to be unique.
And for some people, it can get worse and then it can get better. And so,
yeah. So it's there a very there are different
right. There are different classifications, I guess.
The last MS. Thing I wanted to ask you is if you go on the Walk MS website, which is also how you register for this walk in Sitka, which is happening on May 30th, is constant reference to this idea of connection. That is like an overarching theme. Mm-hmm. Why is that at the forefront of this particular organization and this work? Why is connection so important?
Well, I think on the most basic level is that if you're short-circuiting, something's not connecting, you know, so maybe that is that's the first thing I think of is that let's make some connections, you know, on that element. But also getting the word out, connecting, you know, it's okay to talk about there, you know, we're in a region where it's can be prevalent. You know, the more northern regions, a lack of sunshine, that type of thing can make you more susceptible. So get out there with your friends and have a good time.
There is an association between growing up in the northern climates and possible greater susceptibility. So, yeah. Anyway, we're just, you know, this is just a small event. We're really excited about it and hope that people in Sitka will come out and support and connect with people who have MS, who are experiencing that.
Well, we hope they do, too. And that walk is taking place on May 30th. Starting at 9 o'clock at the Sitka Industrial Park on Sawmill Cove. Thank you so much for coming out to talk with us today.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.